This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile, and it's time for a checkup. And good to see my friend Stephanie Andrews from Southern Cancer Center back in studio. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's harbingers in a year. It's like it's this time of year we see so and so, and this time of year for me, y'all. When I see Stephanie, I know it's open enrollment time. It's like when you're here means we're going to talk about a new year in the healthcare insurance world. So thanks for coming back in, giving us another education.
Thank you.
Open enrollment. What the heck is that?
Open enrollment is for, well, right now, the first part of open enrollment is for our Medicare eligible people.
Okay. So open enrollment, though, for somebody who hadn't studied this, it's this time of year. Now it's the time if you're going to make any changes or get in. This is when it happens.
Yes. If you have Medicare already, if you have an Advantage plan, now's the time to look over those plans and see if you need to make any new changes. If you need to start a new insurance, right now's the time to do that.
Okay. So, I mean, just looking back to last year, you would say, well, maybe somebody who's brand new in it, but somebody who isn't, what kind of choices? I mean, are they going to say, like, I want to expand this part or change? How many changes can be made here in this?
Well, you're looking at your total plan. You know, say, for instance, if you have United Healthcare, maybe your plan isn't working well for you right now. You may want to switch to a completely something different, like maybe Ambetter. So it's really looking at your health, the issues and things that you have, the doctors that you're going to, the hospitals that you're visiting, and making sure that your plan is still compatible but with your health care.
Okay, but how does, like, all those things you just laid out, for me, might get confused. I mean, how can we navigate that? I mean, that's obviously something that you're a pro at, to tell people, like, if I can come to you and say, I didn't like this thing that happened last year, and then you could probably give you an idea how that plays out in the healthcare world.
Yes, so each insurance plan has their own booklet, so to speak, and okay. You can look and see exactly what that plan covers. If you're in the marketplace, I know there we're able to look at the different plans and we're able to see who has what and what they're able to offer. Okay. So, you know, if there is something that was going on with your current plan that you didn't like, we can look and see if there's something that, well, another plan will be able to offer that would be better services for you.
Okay. What happens if you miss this window? If you don't get your changes done in the open enrollment timeframe, what happens?
Well, you have to wait until next year. Now, typically, they have been having a timeframe in January where we've been able to go back and make changes. So if you can catch it during that timeframe, if they still offer that, then you'll be able to change then. If not, you have to wait until next year when open enrollment happens again.
In other words, y'all get on this.
Yes, do it now.
And what about government shutdowns, things like that? Does that have an effect on the open enrollment timeframe window?
As of right now, it does not because the open enrollment and the plans and all this stuff, this is mandatory. These programs are already in place, so they shouldn't have any effects from the shutdown. But as of right now, no, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, y'all, get your pen and paper out, because the first time Stephanie and I sat down and talked about this next these next questions, I was like, I've always wondered, because you see commercials and they'll say it's Medicare Part A, B, C, D. And I just sat there and said, like, I don't know what those are, but you do. So let's talk about the parts of Medicare. Part A, what is that?
Okay, so Part A is the part that everybody is entitled to who works, who have worked. That covers your hospital, your inpatient stays, your skilled nursing facilities, hospice care, and some home health. I know everybody thinks about the cost of it. Medicare Part B is where you have that cost that comes out. Medicare Part A is the one that you've paid into.
Okay. So that one's paid in. That. Being a citizen, paying your tax. Okay.
Yes.
What happens with B?
Part B is the one that you actually have to pay for. And it's the most important one. I mean, all of them are important, but Part B, I call that your everyday insurance. That's the one you go to your doctor. If you have any specialist that you have to go and see, if you fall and break your leg, you need some crutches. It helps cover your medical equipment. Those are the things that Part B cover. You know, like I said, everyday health insurance.
So A would be, I mean, maybe it's not this simple, but A would be like for catastrophic things.
Yeah. And then you can think of it like that.
For
everyday health issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So A is like the, I'll use the word guy. Oh gosh. You know, moments in life. And then B is like, I got to go to the doctor. I'm not feeling good.
Yes. And a lot of people don't buy into the Part B because you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that you
but there's
have
a lot better
for.
Chance you're going to do some Part B stuff than hopefully
you need
some Part A
B.
Stuff.
You definitely need Part B.
Okay. Part C, what's that?
Part C is your Medicare Advantage plans. That's where your HMOs, your PPOs, you're going to see those things come into play. Everybody, just about here in Mobile, we are a Medicare Advantage county. We have a ton of Medicare Advantage plans. And it takes the place of your original Medicare. So your Medicare Part A and B, that you typically will have that red, white, and blue card. Now you will have this Medicare Advantage plan, and it will take up.
It combines A and B?
It does.
See, I told y'all to take notes here. All right, Stephanie, Part D, what is that?
Medicare Part D, that's just your prescription drug coverage.
So that's the one often that they shows up in commercials. They're talking about that. So D is about your prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So could somebody do Part C and D and be totally covered? You know, like they would have, because D, I mean, C takes Part A and B together, right? And then D gets your prescriptions. That's kind of, is that what normal people, or do they get A, B, C? I mean, nobody gets A, B, C, D, do they?
Okay, I'm going to confuse you a little bit.
Okay, I like this. I like to learn stuff.
Okay, so say you keep your traditional Medicare, which would be Medicare Part A and B. That's traditional Medicare,
the
red, white, and blue card.
Stuff, and then the everyday stuff. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to have that. And then you're going to go and you're going to get a Part D plan.
Okay. For prescriptions.
For your prescriptions. Because okay. Medicare Part A and B, they don't cover your prescriptions. Right. You have to have a drug plan. Okay. Right. Now, if you get the Part C, which is the Medicare Advantage, typically that has your Medicare Part D already with it.
So C not only does A and B, it also does D?
For C, it does.
I like it. Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you've got to think about this stuff this time of year. And because we're not all born waking up in the morning knowing all this stuff like Stephanie. So it's, I mean, she's looking at me. How much of this stuff do you have to read?
A lot. A lot.
Well, y'all are reading whatever fun, you know, books or magazines we're reading. Stephanie's going, all right, let's see what they got for us here for Medicare.
Yes. And really, and going back to Part B is going to be different for next year because right now it costs about $185. And next year is projected to go up. I think it's going to have about an 11% increase. So we'll go from the $185 to... It's projected to go up to about $206.50 per month, which is a big difference.
That's a big jump, yeah.
That is, that's a big jump.
Add that up over the year, and that's doing something. Can you make changes to all the various Medicare parts during open enrollment? Like, can you go back through, or is it just certain parts of it?
No, you can make changes to all of them, and it's best to go ahead and during this time frame. Many people, they, you know, if you already have a plan and you're happy with your plan, you still need to have it checked just to make sure that there's no changes.
The process, even if you're like, I don't want to change a thing.
Right, because your plan itself may change, and you may not be sure of that. We've been hosting little Medicare table, so to speak, at our offices. And so I've had different companies coming out that will do Medicare checks for our patients. And I've had several patients who have had older plans who are now obsolete. And, you know, they were just going to automatically be put into a new plan without knowing it. So we were able, you know, to make sure that they are on the right plan for next year. So you do need to make sure that you still check to make sure that whatever you have currently is going to be what you have for next year.
So just assuming, I remember what Mama said about that, but yeah.
Don't do that.
Well said. What types of coverage scenarios should people consider before choosing or changing their plan?
Your doctors, your hospitals that you visit, medications and things that you take. It's very important. Like right now, USA Providence, for instance, they are in negotiations with United Healthcare. So we're making sure to let our patients know that if you go to USA Providence and you have United Healthcare, you need to make sure that you keep a watch on what's going on, because if they don't work this contract out and they're able to accept this insurance, then you're not going to be able to go to that hospital next year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot going on in this. Pay attention, y'all. Where can people find more answers than they heard today? How do they get with you know, their questions for open enrollment?
They can go to ssa.gov, which is socialsecurity.gov. They can go to healthcare.gov, which is the marketplace, Obamacare. Or they can also speak to any health Medicare broker in the area. There's a lot of them.
All right. Well, the oracle of everything when it comes to open enrollment, my friend Stephanie Andrews from Southern Cancer Center, thanks for coming back in.
Thank you.